USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak to the Chinese president over the phone Thursday. Coordinator for Strategic Communications for the National Security Council, John Kirby, previews that call on Fox News.
The president wants to focus on those items on the agenda, things like climate change, things like tensions in the Indo-Pacific, things like Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine. That's what he's focused on.
The two leaders last spoke to each other over the phone back in March. The judge in the Steve Bannon contempt trial will consider arguments for dismissal of the case. Bannon is the ex-Trump aide who recently was convicted on contempt of Congress charges for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th House Committee. It's been the 1970s since someone was convicted of contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
President Joe Biden announces he's now able to return to work in person.
I've just tested negative for COVID-19 after isolating for 5 days.
He was isolated after testing positive and attending all his meetings virtually. The White House says he is fully vaccinated and boosted and only experienced mild symptoms. President Biden adds that he's thankful for his medical team. The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee is holding a hearing with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, compares Republicans' approach to rising gun crime to Democrats' approach.
Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The investigations into what went wrong in Uvalde, Texas, after a school shooting continue.
The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A school district in Pennsylvania voted Tuesday to approve a new library policy, allowing the board to control what books are allowed in their libraries based on concerns about sexual content. Many students are concerned about how the policy will affect their education.
What are you scared of, educated students like me? There's nothing to fear in spreading love and belonging in diverse books.
Central Bucks School District Superintendent Dr. Abram Luckenbrow saying the policy is not a ban and the new policy is aimed at ensuring children aren't reading inappropriate material. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls is calling on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to rescind a mandate that has cut pay and benefits for nearly 60,000 Guard and Reserve troops who have refused to submit to COVID-19 shots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.